If the hero of this scripture, Parashurama, can be a sage, can be an accomplished yogi, then all of us have great chance to be an accomplished yogi. I'm telling you. After long, long tussle, one day, the king's army entered the university campus, and Parashurama's father was a very gentle, loving, kind saint. So he's sitting, it's warm climate, that is in India, sitting under the tree, doing his meditation. And the soldiers entered the campus, terrorizing everybody. The students are running. Whole commotion starts. And one of the commanders comes and from behind beheads Parashurama's father. And he asked mother, "Mom, mother, tell me, were you here when dad got killed?" He said, "No." She said, "No." "When you came, what was happening to you? Was it completely dead?" "I don't know. But I saw him. I saw his body, you know, hand, you know, pounding ground. And I counted, he did it. His hands pounded, you know, ground 21 times. Mother, I take a vow that I will destroy this entire clan and the race who have lost their minds 21 times. Now, just goes completely out of control. His anger is out of control. So this way he went on and on and on. Each time he lost his temper, killed a few thousands, few hundred thousands, he felt horrible. And his remorse, regret, and self-condemnation and guilt kept growing. But again, whenever those memories flashed back, again he lost his temper. So many of us have many such memories, unpleasant memories. And those memories just wait for a spark, a trigger point. When that happens suddenly, despite the fact that we do not want to, you know, commit such horrible sins or mistakes or, you know, wrong deeds, and yet suddenly something happens to us, we go wild, we destroy, we harm, we hurt, and when the whole process is completed, then we come back to relatively normal state of mind and we feel bad. So you feel bad. You hurt yourself, so stop doing that. You are, qualitatively, every single drop of water of the ocean is exactly the same as the entire ocean. Qualitatively, a drop of water is equal to entire ocean. And at quantitatively, a drop is drop and ocean is ocean, and it is not advisable for a drop of water to assume the responsibility of the entire ocean. Okay? That little tiny droplet will go crazy. And it is also inappropriate. It is not needed. That's what here, in a tiny little present moment, something happened to you. At the spur of moment you committed something, it does not mean that you go on condemning and blaming yourself and in the process hurting and harming yourself for your whole life. And the idea of forgiving applies first unto yourself rather than on anybody else.